Economics lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Andre Horton, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss issues concerning Jamaica's economy and the reform measures undertaken by the government as it seeks to address these challenges. We now bring you excerpts of that interview.
Is there a better alternative?
No.
There's really no way we have to face this.
We have to face this for some. This is how economy works. It goes off what we call a sine wave, similar to everything else. There are booms, busts, booms, busts. Mm-hmm. There are times when the economy is doing pretty well. Prices are fluctuating less. And there are times when the economy is going to do bad and prices are going to fluctuate a lot. What we want to do, we want to capitalize on our advantages when things are good, mm-hmm. and make sure that when things are bad, it has minimal impact on the people that are most vulnerable. Now, what does this mean? This means that the government has to adjust how they administer policy to make sure that they kind of even out how income is distributed, even out how the burden is faced.
But people are concerned about the devaluation, you know, dollar losing its value and consequently prices going up. What do you have to say about that?
Our exchange rate has been depreciating, and these are, when you look at it, nominal movements. These figures, prices, inflation, mm-hmm. exchange rate, they are as a result of macroeconomic conditions, what is happening in the local economy.
Oh.
If the economy is stable, uh-huh. and we are producing enough, meaning we are producing enough for export,
mm-hmm.
it means that Jamaica is competing in the global marketplace, mm-hmm. so that we are earning foreign currency because of our trade. If we are using imported inputs, mm-hmm. to make our products, it means that the prices of our products are not going to be as competitive as we want them to be. The exchange rate is falling because we lack competitiveness. Mm-hmm. We lack the ability to earn, mm-hmm. foreign revenue from a goods and services
but
point of
say
view.
The government should do something. The government should just sit back and allow
there,
the rate.
There has been a lot of debate
as
to whether or not
a fixed exchange rate
is better than a floating exchange,
mm-hmm.
rate. But when you look at the role of the central bank, which is the Bank of Jamaica, they have three main variables at their disposal.
Yes.
They have interest rate,
mm-hmm.
that want to focus on prices, and also exchange rate. Now, modern economic theory, modern central bank theory, wants the central bank to focus on what we call inflation targeting,
right.
which is trying to control prices,
yes.
how prices change from one year to the next.
Right.
With this, you neglect the exchange rate. And when you're looking at it, fundamentally speaking, it doesn't make any sense for you to fix your exchange rate. And it is being fluctuated in the background. But you fix it up front. You're going to create problems. Either way you take it, it is better for you to let the supply and demand determine the true value of the exchange rate, similar to any other product. In that way,
even though it affects prices negatively?
Yeah, it's going to affect prices. But as a matter of fact, Jamaica, we do not have the volume of reserves to really practice these sterilization policies, which are necessary to keep the exchange rate fixed.
Yes, true.
And what I mean is this. To keep the exchange rate fixed,
it
means that you need a supply
reserves.
Of foreign currency to meet any given demand at any given time at a particular price,
mm-hmm.
which we do not have. That is why we went to the IMF in the first
true.
Place, because we needed foreign exchange
support. Yes,
support.
Yes.
Good. Now, what we need to focus on, instead of looking at whether or not exchange rate is fluctuating, how fast it is fluctuating or whatever, is to see how we can create a foreign currency inflow so that we don't need to go back to the IMF in the next 2 years. Because this is what has been happening since the 70s. The IMF has been a part of our economy. We've been going to the IMF for what? Foreign exchange support. So the important thing is not to focus on how fast the dollar has been depreciating, but look at what we can do to earn foreign currency, what we can do to make our exports look more appealing.
Economics lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Andre Horton, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.